No, not that I know of.
And this is an insect that's on. It's got two pairs of shiny wings. It's maybe about this size. It'll be around damp places. And it's supposed to eat mosquitoes.
Mosquito hawk?
Is there anything?
Or,
any other name for mosquito hawk or something similar?
Dragonfly.
Dragonfly.
Yeah, it's the same thing. We call them the same thing.
Uh-huh. And kind of insect that hops around in the grass.
Grasshopper?
Have you ever heard them called hopper grass?
No, never have.
And what kinds of insects will sting you?
A wasp, bees, horse flies.
Talking about the wasp, talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several.
No, you have a wasps.
Okay. What about something that builds a nest like this?
Hornet.
And something that builds a nest out of dirt or mud?
A mud diver, who we usually call them.
Do they stink?
No, they don't.
And a yellow and black striped?
A hornet?
Or yellow and black stripes. Did you ever hear of a yellow?
A yellow jacket?
Uh-huh. Where do they build their nests?
In the ground.
Are they more like a wasp or like a hornet?
Well, they look more like a bee than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
They're more like a bee than the wasp, in my opinion.
And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, across the corner, you might find a
cobweb.
What would you call it outside, across a bush?
Cobweb.
Okay. And the parts of the tree that grow under the ground?
Roots.
Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Do you remember what any of them were?
Sassafras.
What was that used for?
Tea. For it used for stomach. It's good for your stomach and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Anything else people would have besides that?
All these old remedies are about gone from us all. I don't know of any other offhand. I know people used to use them quite a bit, but and they use palmetto roots. I don't remember what they used that for. I think it was for if you thought you had ulcers or something, bad stomach, in other words, silly stomach.
What would?
They make a tea out of it.
Uh-huh.
They boil it and make a tea.
Do you ever hear of people practicing voodoo?
Yeah, I've heard that, but it's not. I don't know of any. We have. That's something you hear about, nothing locally.
Uh-huh. And the kind of tree that you tap for syrup would be a.
Maple.
Any special name for that kind of maple?
Maple tree, as far as I know.
What would you call a big group of those growing together?
A grove.
Okay. And what kinds of trees grow around here?
Over here, with no maples. We have pecan trees, oak trees, hickory, willows, cottonwood. Mulberry. Magnolias.
What about a tree that's got
pine trees?
Or you can peel the bark off. It's a shade tree.